What I want to do is just read some lines, and then I'll try to, just explain them in a way that the lines make sense the way they're written, and then we'll try to understand it, okay? Let's just try to do some reading, okay? Uchmo shemonu nechaneko miko megillah lam sherish aleph. Okay? After he's masig on Aloch Zudolis that he puts Ne'er Chanukah and Mikum Megillah Minyan Mitzvahs, he says, if you'd accept that, as we discuss all different options, there's all Tariyah, all Mitzvah Drabonon are only, all Drabonons are only Mitzvah Drabonon, so he's now working now, it's only Mitzvah Drabonon. Okay, we say that. Mitzvah Drabonon, let's say they have a new tilt, and we'll see about it, okay. And that wouldn't be as subsumed under the Rises. Okay? Hoye lohem limnois netilas yodayim ve'erlin. Okay? So at the moment, he says, if you accept the Baag's list, the Baag himself should have had another two. Okay? Now, let's just see. He says, v'hari anachnu mivolchim Asher kirishanu b'mitzvaysov v'tzivonu al atilas yadoyim v'yal mitzvahs erev po she'onu mevochim amiku megillo u lahadlik ne'achanaka lahadlik ne'achanaka. So derech agav, the nusach of the Rambam is lahadlik ne'ashel chanukah. Okay, as the issue is Ne'er Chanukah, Ne'er Shel Chanukah. That's not really important for us. That's not really just an aside. He also is like that in Mishnah Torah. Okay, but l'chei it's a very simple raya, because if you assume that the nusach habroch is a raya for the mitzvah, so the same nusach we find in two other drabonos. Correct. So this, if he stopped here and ended his argument over here, you know, everything we find dandy. Correct? There's nothing wrong with this argument, correct? In other words, if you accept, what he says, that the reason for the Aruch Gedolos was because Asher Kedishan B'Tzisov V'Tzivanu, okay, and we find that by Chanukah, and that was the reason why it's also whatever it is, so the same way that you find the Bracha by Chanukah, and you find it by Megillah, you should also find it. And we find it by Yadayim and Erevin, so there's no reason to bechal between the two. So the argument is a good argument, he should have added more, correct? That, at the point, that's a very simple thing. Okay. Then it goes like this. Ubebeir omru. See, the question is, you see, when you start arguing a lot, and adding more argument, and other arguments, something that you feel intuitively, something that you've said, just, you know, it's not enough. Okay? It's not enough to bang it. Okay? Correct? L'cheira. Okay? So, you know, if I would have been the Rambam, l'cheira, I could have stopped over here, period. Okay? Correct? And for somebody who goes on, and the problem is the more it goes on, the more confused. And it's just like, it's almost as if it's ech k'mo chekin many. What is he talking about? Okay? That is really the, until this point, at this point there's no shir. Okay? At this point, l'chay is no pshutin, correct? The shir starts here. Okay? Ubebeyo omru, that's some type of Arabic, there's a, my rishini mitzvah. My mitzvah om abaye, bebeyo omru, he's referring to a Gemara, okay? That's a Gemara Chulin Kol Abasa. That Mayim Rishonim are a mitzvah, okay? Mayim Rishonim mitzvah. My mitzvah, Om Abaye, mitzvah Lishmo et Divrei Chachamim. Okay? So, you get the impression that, you know, the bracha wasn't enough. Okay? Correct? That's why he's throwing this in. Then he says, "Kmo she'omu b'mikol megillah v'ne'er Chanukah, heichen sivano miloy sasso." Ukvayis boye she'kol ma. So this period, okay. So what does he want? So it's the bracha. It's not the bracha. So what does he see from my mishenah? And l'chayr at the moment is a hidor b'miksas. Whatever he can pull out of the Tilus Yadayim, he can't do that neguvin. At this point, now just the words, correct? So you know, if you sense that the words, you're getting very nervous over here, correct? Something's going on here, correct? And in Monshach, if the bracha is not a raya to anything, so how does he quote the bracha as a raya for Chanukah and Megillah? So what happened over here? Okay? Okay. So I'll explain it. Let's just read it through, and then we'll just, I want to read through simply, and then a simple going through with explaining what he's trying to do, and then a third round, which will just, that's Echmochot for me, okay? Ukfa his boyer. Okay. Now, this kfa his boyer, I really want to make sure what the words mean. And here you have to be careful. What would you say kfa his boyer means?
I already said it, or already explained it.
Okay. No, but this kfa his boyer has nothing to do with ubiyahu kfa his boyer. Is referring to the Rambam himself. That's
not the Talmud.
Not the Talmud. See, he's saying that he already banged this, and this is already clear from everything. Now, ukvah his boyer shekol ma shetikno on the vim aleihem hashalom shomdu achem Moshe Rabbeinu who gam ken drabon. So, like all of Yodeno, that's already QED. We're finished. Okay, right. That's what he's trying to say, that not only, so he's saying, not only Rabbonim, but even the Vim also. Correct? Ubebeir Omru, now he's referring to Gemara. So, it's not enough yet. Ubebeir Omru. Beshor, you know, it's like, you know, well, Beshor Shetike in Shlomo, Erevin v'yodayim yotze or basko, and basko is a very strange thing, okay, whatever it is, basko, the Ram says mo nevuchim derech agav, is a darga one below the first darga nevuah, okay, the first darga nevuah is called Ruach Hashem, which had the Shevtim had it, whatever. And David, and he talked about David, Amosai, Ruach Lachshas, Amosai, Losh Shlishim, whatever, okay, come and say that. So he says, those that are not mu'utad, that they don't have the Miles Nevuah, they can get Basko, and he says, that is Eishes Manoach, okay, Eishes Manoach, Hogo, and he quotes Yosef, okay, and he quotes Kiel the Meiser when the Malach was, where he asked, you know, where are they? Doisa, wherever it is, that's also Basko. And the Ram's opinion is, the Chagav, that a person who's not a Novi cannot have any altercation with a Malach, so it must have been a Basko. Okay, Kilo, okay, whatever it is. See, here, Chazal used the word Basko, okay, that I assume because no one's Roy, even though the Roy Fisher Ruach HaKodesh, you know, as the Gemara says, Yesh Tamishalva, but it was ready, it was Pokka, there's no more Nevuah, no whatever it is, okay? So it's a Basko. Okay. But I don't know, but Shlomo Melech is not so, he says, oh, but sure, Shetike in Shlomo, Shlomo Erevin, Yotze Basko, V'yomo Q, it's a Kabbalah, I don't know why he calls it a Basko, V'yomo Bini, Im Chochom, Libecho Yismach Libi. Do you have there?
No,
okay, so that first of all, I didn't work on what the difference is, so I don't think it's important.
Is there Arabic in the text?
No, the text in the Arabic is what I have here.
This wasn't Hebrew, though. It was Hebrew in the Rambam?
Yeah. The Gemara says Paschal. Obviously, the pasuk that's quoted, the text here in the Rambam, is not in the Arabic text, and you have to look at the Gemara and the Schol. I'm not getting involved in that, but this is the... Okay, but say this. Send the gate to me. I quoted this. You can see over here in the original, that's what it was. Yotze Paschal, we omer b'ni, im chochem libecha, yismach libi v'chulei. I can read this whole sentence. Ubebeon kalua b'shor. That means ubebeon beyomu b'shor she shetike shlomo elu b'miyodayim yotze basko v'yomo b'ni im chochem libecho yismach libi v'chule. So that's okay. B'seida. So the question is: when you start playing on basko, are you making things better or worse? What does he see from this? In other words, I would have said if it starts with a basko and things are coming with a shamayim, it makes it worse. So maybe it really is a mitzvah. Okay, good. We'll say this question. So he's going with it now. Okay, good. We'll say it. Okay, we'll say it. We'll get back to this, okay? This is just the first. Okay, we'll say this. Next. Obeyaru, v'mekoyim v'sacherim, she'ervin nikva d'rabonon. Okay. V'yodayim midivrei sofer. Okay, we'll come back to this again also. I'll explain a little bit more. But this is absolute pella. Because what's yodayim midivrei sofer? It's referring to Mishnah in yodayim, which is referring to the tumas yodayim. So what does it do what we're talking about over here? Okay, good. So that really is what we have in front of over here. Okay? That is even the first cursory look. That's what I'm up against. Correct? It's a difficult text, isn't it? Okay, good. Save it. So now, let's get started. I want to suggest the following. You see, the first question we have to ask ourselves is why is the Ram status on the Schabrocha? He started out, Kemoshan Mavochim, Noach, Mavochim, Mavochim here, and Shalma Yisrael. That's simple and period. Everyone's happy. You know, the more you talk, the worse it is. So what happened there, correct? So I think the Ram was bothered by the following. Okay? It is true. See, you can't say that the problem was that the Gemara says Loi Sosa B'Mefurish, okay, by Ner Hanukkah, because it doesn't say by Megillah. There's no Gemara that says Loi Sosa. The Gemara only asks the question Heichan Tzivanu only by Ner Hanukkah. So if for some reason that I cannot fathom that the fact that Gemara says the Loshon B'Mefurish is important, that's not an argument at all. Because the same argument would be Megillah, and he puts Megillah and Ner Hanukkah in the same camp, right? So, what's the scoop here, correct?
Text is misleading here.
I don't know, okay, I'm not responsible. I can't be responsible, I'm just telling you this. Okay, you say this? Okay, you want which words? Because he says that. Yeah, it says Hechad Sivan, but it's misleading. Because there's no such thing. It does say that in the original text of the Rambam. But there's no Hechad Sivan. Okay? That's what it's trying to tell you. See, so then the bracha per se means Hechad Sivan. You can't say, that's what I'm trying to tell you. You can't make a text that the argument about the Hechad Sivan. Because you have to have a Gemara that says Hechad Sivan by Megillah, correct? And the problem is such Gemara. So if you find such a Gemara, you can do that. But I didn't. So, you know, if you find the other Abba. Okay? That's where I'm standing. Is that a reasonable way, place to stand? Okay. So, next step. Okay? So, it's only Gemara Shabbos. It's a Chof Aleph. So, maybe that it was the opposite to the Rambam, that every time you have a nusach bracha, the word b'tzivano means l'shasa, because the Gemara, l'chol, there's no reason to assume that the Gemara in Shabbos is only referring to Ne'er Hanukkah as opposed to Mikra Megillah, okay? You could have said, maybe it's Mikra Megillah, not Ne'er Hanukkah, had them such a Gemara, because maybe you need something between the Nevi'im, or it was already in Kisra HaKadosh, you can make up all different reasons you want, which may not hold water or not, but you can't flip it. Once you have Hanukkah, l'chol, you have Megillah, okay? But what do you want? So what I thought is, because the Rambam has Mufushi Gemara, that is a bracha by Mikra Megillah. There is the Gemara Megillah and Chafal from the base. Lefonech amai mevorech. Rav Sheshis mikatrazia ikla lekamei diravashi oborich mem Mikra Megillah nun ches. That's Mikra Megillah, Al Nisim, and Shechiyah. Okay? So, he has Mufushi Gemara. That is a bracha. And that's the chavad. Once Mufushi Gemara, maybe they can apply the Dibri HaTalmud to every single bracha which Mufushi in the Talmud. Okay? Same. So, the chayra, it's true that there's no mokka Mufushi that I know in the Talmud. There's a bracha of Al Mitzvahs Eiluv. Okay? We'll see the Kadmonim had the bracha, but okay, good to say that. But the problem is, there's a Mufushi Gemara by the Tilus Yadayim. Okay? And that's what we'll have to deal with. What's the argument over here? Correct? Is that everything I say, every step, I think is logical at the moment, okay? You might tell me then, how did I get there? But to stop me if any step that I make is not logical or not with the text. Okay? Next. So, Ramon Brochis, and Samuel Kumbeis, Ki Moshi Yodi, Lema Baruch Ato Baruch Asher Kirishanu B'mitzvaysov V'tzivon Anu Tidus Yadoyim. Okay. So maybe the Ram thought, and that's not clear. Hi, the most of them are foolish. Maybe the Gemara held that you make the bracha only in the morning as a chelif from Seder Hayoyim. But in general, by the Tilus Yadayim, we don't know such a bracha. And the whole bracha is only because of Seder Hayoyim. The same way you make other brachas of Seder Hayoyim, in the same way there were those that claimed, and the Rambam's doicha them, that in the Beis HaKnesses, you can save all the brachas of Seder Hayoyim and be motzi acherim, even if you're not doing it. Because the Rambam held that when you put your belt on, you make the bracha Yisrael before. And, you know, each thing you do, you make the bracha. Okay? So each thing you do, you make the bracha. Means the tears of diamonds, machayim of bracha. So maybe you're okay. But if stam, it's a Seyda Yorim, the chelif and the tachonif meir brachas, and that's Seyda Yorim, so maybe it doesn't mean something's going on. Ich weiß nicht. Maybe that's what he had in mind. And that's what he was nervous about. Because, see, the Rambam himself, certainly I would assume, since he says in Brochis, in Perek Vov, here he says like this, he quotes, first of all, in Hilchos Tefillah, in Perek Zayin, Alocha Vov, Zayin, Ches, and Tes, he quotes the whole Seder Brochis Hayoyim. He says, No go on. Believe Oreinu, Robireinu, Levorech, Brochus Elu, Zu Achazu, Bebesa Knesses, Benis Chaibu, Bohen, Benlov is Chaibu, Bohen, for Tosu. The Engoy Lassis came, Levorech Brocho, Elikin is Chaibu. Okay. And especially, so I want to get in, I don't know if the Rambam was aware of that, but the Rambam was talking about that. See, you have to ask yourself, When you make a bracha on the Tzidus Adayim in the morning, what are you making it for? Okay? So we were brought up as children, okay, or whatever date, whatever time people explain to you the Tzidus Adayim, whatever it happened to be, is that when you wake up in the morning, you wash and make on the Tzidus Adayim because of the Ruach Rav HaLaila and whatever, okay, correct? Okay, and the Gemara seems to point in such a okay. Go b'seida. The Gemara says yad lepeh, yad this, yad that. Takes it away. Okay, go b'seida. I'm not getting. The Rambam doesn't quote any of that there. Okay. The question is, what is the tzitzis? What is the bracha on tzitzis? What are you making on tzitzis dying for? What are you saying a shikin shabbos is on tzitzis dying? Is a mitzvah to minot yadayim for Ruach Ra? You know, we shouldn't talk about the Umas Kaish with the Nuguf or the Klisholes with all. Yeah, but you know, it's nice. The truth is, I'll be frank with you, okay? If you're saying a drasha in homiletics, it's mamish gmaltik, okay? But if you want to sell Kiil, I'm afraid to say this, you know, I want to say, maybe I'm held like this. You know, in the Chachma Meseira, that there's such a bracha. You know, Rambam has a bracha for Tzidus Adayim only for three things. And now let me read the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos. Perek Vav Halacha Beis. Kol Anoitel Yodov Bein La'achila Bein La'kriyishma Bein L'tfil Mavorach T'chilo Asheki Rishon B'tisov Yisrael Amdil Zedayim Shizu Mitzvah Chachom Shnetavino Min HaTera Lishmo Behen Shnema Al-Pi HaTera Sheirucha. See, Mamash, the ganze Nusach that he had, that the Gemara says Ki'ilu, we're playing around with, the Gemara has like Hanukkah, he has it over here. Okay? And he's Bein, that's what it is. Correct? So I'm not sure what the Tila of the Gemara is talking about in the Gemara Brachos, and whether it's a Raya for this one way or the other, whether this is the Pshat, or the Ram held you could might learn the Pshat in the Gemara differently, but I would assume the Ram himself, the Tila should die for Shachris and the Tila for Tefillah. And it's not clear to me, according to the Rambam, that someone who plans to wash and then go to the toilet and wash again. I'm a little bit confused on what the seder is, but I would assume according to the Rambam, now the question was a separate type of bracha over here. And no one, I'll tell you something, let me ask you something. If you're going to count, but don't ask me why, nice, but if you're going to count Netilas Yadayim, okay, Eiruvin, Ne'er Chanukah, Mikra Megillah, as a mitzvah, okay? And L'chayra, Netilas Yadayim Shachris, where we understand, we were brought up to understand, what to do with this. Would you count it also as a mitzvah, a separate reason? Or the fact that we wash in the morning, whatever reasons are, is the reason it should be minyan a mitzvah? You know, it's not clear you would do such a thing. So I'm not sure, okay? So again, in no way am I sure, or I have no clue of where the Rambam is bothered, whether he's bothered by River Arm, or he's bothered by how people look at the Zayim Shachris, or he's bothered because you might take the Gemara and the Rambam didn't for some people pass the Gemara. Rambam doesn't pass the Ruach in general, all these different things. I'm not getting involved in that, but whatever it is, okay? But it's not clear you can quote this Gemara in Brachas. So really, all you have is the Gemara by Megillah and by Chanukah, there's a bracha, and you have no Gemara that by Erevin and you're dying, there's a bracha. So then you have to pull out, stretch out to the Gemara and call a bracha and say, "Whoa!" The Gemara says it's a mitzvah.
How would you explain a bracha? Like many people do, but there's no real tzakanah.
What's bracha?
The bracha we make in Erev, in the bracha. You would just say it's a minute, there we go.
Okay, why we make a bracha? The question is, maybe, you know, see, I don't, you see, I'm not getting involved. You see, if the bruch is not mechach me Talmud, okay, it's not an argument. It's not an argument that there was a lesosur and that the Besdin. See, what he's trying to say, let's say Luyitzur. I don't know if you can do shit. I'm not getting involved in that. I'm not getting involved in Amishita, or they can make brachas after Chesimus or Talmud. You know, the going didn't, you know, it was interested in the Rosh, or whatever. There's a Chesimus having a time about it. I'm not getting involved in that, okay? But Lechayev, you're going to say Loisosu, and you use it the way it's mentioned in the Gemara, okay?
Yeah.
You can't, it's not, no, no. You can't use the brach as a raya from Nir HaMitzvahs. Correct? So therefore, then the Chayre in the second round, when the Ram is not 100% convinced about the Bracha, because maybe we don't know when the Bracha came, and what the Minig comes from, and what it is, okay? Well, it's not a Minig, it's Midin of the Gemara, not Midin of the Gemara. So the best he can come up with is the Tilas Yudayim. He's falling off from Eilvin, because he doesn't have proof from Eilvin. Because the Gemara doesn't say we're foolish about whether it's a mitzvah or not, correct? So that's what he says, that there's nothing better than the word mitzvah, that my mishu mitzvah, l'chor, it's the same thing as the Gemara in Shabbos by Loisoso in Ner Chanukah. And l'chor, the Lashon of the Rambam would even support that a little, because that's what he's saying. Shizu mitzvah chacham, shiz tavinu min ha-Torah lishmoy. That's what he's saying. Otos the pshat in the mitzvah. When the Hilchos Brachos, that's what he's trying to explain. What's the mitzvah in the Gemara that might be showing a mitzvah? Correct? Okay. Now, that's nice, okay? That's a start. It's not, you know, we're not in the woods.
It's nice, but you've conceded Arabic.
The Ram Lechay, he has conceded Arabic. You see, he doesn't need. You see, to have it all, you don't need two things. You only one is enough. But if then he's not ready 100% to concede Eruvin. He's not. He says no. He's not conceding Eruvin. He's saying the second tier of a proof only exists by a dying, not by Eruvin. He hasn't conceded Eruvin, but he's fallen off Eruvin the second tier. Because he can't prove it in the same way that he proves it dying. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Next. Now, I explained before Kvanti's boy, Shekomash Tikna Levim, means the Ram has concluded that. Okay? And that's who's concluded it. And now, what does he want from the Baskel? So I taste these portion, okay? Let me say, I was banging my heads about this. And then I said to myself, well, I'm making it so crazy. It's so simple that it's not. Okay, you ready? You want to try? Okay, I think it's so simple that it's just, you know. He says a very simple thing. What did the Baskel say? What was the Baskel? The Baskel's the pasuk, correct? So the pasuk says, "Bni im chochom libecho yismach libi." So what is the Baskel basically saying? The Baskel basically saying that your dayim started from Shlomo HaMelech and it came in chochmosoi, and Bezn Shomayla conceded to it. So to say that there's a mitzvah, minyan mitzvahs, which starts in Bezn Shal. Which starts as a chokhma shloimoy and ends off with a haskama from Bezin Shomaylo, so the chayr is a little difficult. Okay, correct? I think that's what he means. After I was banging my head, I said to myself, it's so portion that, you know, you have to be an idiot not to notice it.
It means it's Rabban, not the Rashi.
That's what he means, correct? And that's what he's trying to say, correct? And that's what he says in the next proof. Okay. Yeah, that's what he means. Look, you see, I'll tell you the truth. The problem is, when you see the word basko, you start going to metaphysics, and you start, you know, your mind starts flying away, and you lose it, okay? So I just went over to come back to planet Earth. So that's the chodop, correct? There's no other pshat, that's the pshat, correct? Not the, anything else, not pshat. Okay, correct, next to you. Okay? Is that okay? Okay. And this is very important. B'ni, im chocham libecha, yitzmach libi. Okay? It starts with his chokhma. In other words, since the Baskel said of the, this pasuk in Mishlei, which Shlomo Melech said, which Shlomo Melech was given this pasuk in Mishlei, Kilu was askom and bezer shomayu on his takana. Just the shteito. Okay? That's good. Okay, now next. So now, the sugya in Eruvin, I mean, the sugya, the Ram at the end quotes me the Vesefim and Drabonon, okay? Okay. So, Eruvin, we have no clue that Eruvin Drabonon, the Chayyim is certainly referring to the Ram of the Gemara on Shabbos, okay? That's the Gemara that the Ben Hashmosh or whatever is referring to the Gemara on Shabbos as the Drabonon, okay? Okay. But, it talks about that the tikkun eruv, we don't know if we're talking about the iso or the mitzvah or whatever, whatever it is, whatever eruv it is, the Gemara says it's the rabbon, okay? And the Gemara said that your daim is the rabbon, but there's referring, the Mishnah says your daim is the rabbon, but there's referring to tumas your daim. We have to understand what's going on over here, correct? Okay. Now, one other point. This had all the before I get started. This is the end of the second tier. The third tier is going to be the problem. Okay, the second tier. I think this is you know. I maneuvered through this. Just establish. You'd think that was Echamol Chaykemesh. Here, key, the problem is coming up. Okay, but to this point, it's nice, correct? Okay. The question is that he says about Novi, right? He says that Neviim, and he's quoting Shlomo Melech over here. Correct? So, was Shlomo a Novi or not? Correct? So the problem only is that the Rambam in the Nevuchim clearly says that that Shlomo was only Ruach HaKodesh, not Nevuah. That's the Rambam in the Nevuchim Chelek Sheni, Perek Mem Hei. Madrega Beis, Imash Etzoch, שנאורה אולו שדובר ושלוימו דניאל הם מזה הקט פרוח הקדש נכון נבוא ואינם מקט ישעיו וימיו ונוסן הנובי ואחי השילוני וחבריהם שאלו רצלוימו דובר ושלוימו דניאל אמנם דיברו וזוכו מה שזוכו Beruah HaKadosh. Period. It's not Nevuah. Shalom Yisrael. So unless you want me to expand on this, okay, in my discussion, the Psich and Ram, I also was negated this discussion. I discussed Barichos. I think what the Ram's point over here is the word Novi is not, he learns because he learns that if Novi is a Milan Takono, it's only the Ruach HaKodesh boy. Because there's no Nevuah Milamaila. The Nevuah Milamaila, you see, the Argai is in the Safus of Rishonim, and maybe in Tan Amoroyim, we'll have to say, I push that whole thing with Nov, okay? If you want, we can talk about it. It's not for here. That Ki'ilu Ruach HaKodesh is a Maila in a Divrei Chochma. Okay? So, those Takonis, which came B'Teres Novi, it was Novi with the Ruach HaKodesh Shaboy. It wasn't B'Teres Agilui Me'a Shamayim. As far as we're concerned, whether it's a Novi or Ruach HaKodesh, L'Chor is irrelevant, I would say. Okay? That's what I would tell you if you want to explain the baruch, just let's negate to the side point, okay? Now we just have to roll up our sleeves and try to make heads or tails of what's going on over here. Okay, so here we go, okay? Takonis Shlomo on your dime, okay? What was Takonis Shlomo on your dime? So, let's ask the Rambam what it was. Okay. Or well, then before we start, if I ask you, is the relationship between Mayim Rishonim and Takonis Shlomo, Yadayim, what would you say? What would you say? Yes or no? The Rambam starts out with Mayim Rishonim, right? Mm-hmm. And the Rambam talks about Takonis Shlomo Yadayim, okay? Is the relationship between the two?
Seems to be.
Okay. Cool. That's all I meant. I mean, if I would say there's no relationship.
Makes no sense in the text.
Okay, good. That's no. You see, if you don't come with that postulate, you're not going to understand what I'm trying to do here. Okay. So the postulate is, if you read the text, you get the impression that there's some relationship from my Rishonim, correct? Otherwise, it don't make no sense. Correct?
Correct.
Okay, good. So, here we go. Without that, I can't get started. This is where the problem starts. So we have to know, first of all, what Takonis Shlomo is, and then we'll evaluate what it has to do with Mayim Rishonim. Correct? That's a reasonable approach to do. And we're interested in what Takonis Shlomo is according to the Rambam, because the Rambam is speaking. Correct? Okay, good. Now, the Rambam quotes Takonis Shlomo in Hoshavos Atumas, in Perek Ches Halacha Ches. Shlomo HaMelech Ubeit Dinoi, so that's why he's very careful, that's why he wants to say Gozu, Shlomo HaMelech Ubeit Dinoi, was that, it wasn't Shlomo HaMelech, it was Shlomo HaMelech Ubeit Dinoi. Perek Ches Halacha Ches, Shlomo HaMelech Ubeit Dinoi, Gozu Al Kol HaYodayim Shiyu Shniyos. One, take it yourself and look at it. Here it is. Number one. Shloime Amelech Ubeis Dinoi Gozu Alko Yadayim Perichet Alochaches. Over the two. Alko Yadayim Shiyu Shniyois. It was a Gzeiro from Tuma. The Apapi Shloyoda Bivada Shinitmo. Psula v'nisrefes al tumazu. Okay. So Shlomo HaMelech, the Ram says, the takona of Yodayim was a takona of tumas Yodayim for Kedesh. Historically, there was a later takona called tumas Yodayim for Tuma, and there was a Netilas Yodayim. And in fact, Derech Agav, there's no mention whatsoever in Takonis Shlomo here anything about Netilas Yadayim. Okay, he does mention when he gets to Truma Netilas Yadayim, but as he didn't say Kila to Mitzvah, it's basically he says, you know, how do you fix it up, right? He doesn't stress the Mitzvah Shabbat, does he?
He says even more. He says, well, Mice, if you did, you're in trouble.
Because you see, the other thing is also, so what's ulafikoch? See, if the Rabbanan made a mitzvah, then it's not some ulafikoch. Ulafikoch is kiilu. Since the tumah, there must be a way to misalik it, or something like that. The ulafikoch is very difficult. Okay, and even worse, Rabbi Yisai, comes the Ravid over here. And the Ravid says, on the word l'tchumah, Oma Avrohom V'ach kach gozu al achilas chun shetzoroch netilas yedai. Oto the dictate the Rambam, what's going on? So Shlomo basically, this is Takana Shlomo. Takana Shlomo is a kind of tumor, the guy be Kodesh, okay? Tumor was later. Netilas Yadayim was killed with Fikoch, once this tumor, okay? And there's no mention over here of Netilas Yadayim Lechun. And the Ravid is Meir on it, okay? So I heard from Rebbe, Sechein of the Bracha. And it's also Mavur, the same type, the same shtickle. The same type of shtiranovi, they said each one his own signet from Piskulov Zechayin of the Vacha. Or that the Rambam and the Raivid on Mamach Likis when the Tzir Zedayim, Mayim Rishonim, which the Gmol and Chul calls Mayim Rishonim, if it's because of Tumor, Srach Tumor, or it's a Takon Mifnei Atzma. The Rambam only calls the Tzir Zedayim Mayim Rishonim and Hilchus Brochis. Because the Rambam holds there's nothing to do with Tumor, it's a separate Takonah. The Ravid says, no, he should have mentioned it. That's what they say. Very nice in the Mishnah Torah. But, you know, it becomes a quagmire and a quicksand which there's no exit from in the Rambam in over here in the Shoshim. Okay. So, is that, you see, when the plot's thinking, you know, when I started originally, I asked Kashi, so, you know, how can you answer these kashas? Well, these kashas they thought of are nothing compared to this. Okay? And the Ram is Russian, and he was walking in the Perig, Vava Loch Aleph, Kol Oichal HaPas, Shemavokha Amotzi, Tzorchen to the Zidayim, Tchil of a Seif, Vav Pishi, Pas Chulim, V'afa pi she'en yod of mulchoch lochois. V'eino yodeya lohen tumo lo yocha achito shteyod. Nothing to do with tumo. V'chein kol dova shibu l'mashka tzorchen to his dayim tchila. So this is my mishayim, correct? Okay, next. Okay, another kasha. That's a good kasha, correct? See, it's very interesting. All they say in the Shikl Torah, this Ram in Cherish Aleph, you can't talk about the Ram Shita unless you, I mean, you can, but, you know, I don't know. And that's why I started off, I asked you, wouldn't this, is the relationship between my Rishonim and Takan Shalem? He said, absolutely, correct? Okay, good. But say that. Let's continue. Okay, now. Next in Shavuos Hatubos. Okay, I'm continuing. Okay, good to say that. Okay. Shlomo Melech Ubeis Dinoi Gozu Alko Hayodayim Shiu Shniyos. I'm skipping a little bit. For the Gozu Shlomo Al Yodayim Tumo El Kodesh V'achkach Gozu Chachomim She'achrov Afu Tumo. So the whole Gzeir Shlomo was only for Kodesh. And he doesn't even mention what the takona was b'chal for this tumor. Okay?
You mean how to get rid of it?
Yeah. Over here. Yeah. But that's not 100% true. He doesn't know how Shlomo said you get rid of it. Okay, good to say that. But he does say, if you open up here, you know, in Halacha Zayin, Perikas Lohala, Mi Shinitmus Yodei Achas, V'Noga Bacheres, V'Noga Bacheres, V'Acheres Tehera, V'Noitil Esatmei V'Daye. Pam Devom Tumo, Avul Koide Shinitmus Yodei Achas, V'Noga Bishnia, Tmeya, Ushtein Tzvichas Tfilo, Ushtein Tzvichas Tfilo L'Koidesh. So it's said he has tefillah. But he didn't say it in Takana, we don't know exactly he says tefillah, correct? So when we're talking about takana shloimoi for yadayim lekodesh, lechera, we're talking about a tumah of yadayim, and not about tefila b'chal, not about netila b'chal, correct?
Which doesn't feel it works.
Because netila chera doesn't work, right? So how do you quote netila yadayim amayim mishaydim and tumas yadayim lekodesh in the same breath? Okay, can I continue? Well, I shouldn't continue anymore. Okay, next.
So say, why does Halacha Chas coming up to Halacha Zayin?
No. He's talking in general about one Yodayim, then he's talking about Askan, he's talking about what the Takana Shlomo was. He's just talking about that there is, if they're talking about a Vadei Tumah from whatever it is, then it's talking about Ki'ilu. You want to know in general, excuse me. See, it's a strange anyway. I don't know if it's going to do with us, okay? Because you look even Halacha Vov, so there ain't tumas yadayim b'mikdash. B'shar shegozlu tumal yadayim legozlu b'mikdash. Okay? Why he talks historically of who, how the takana was at the end, not at the beginning, I have to think about it, but I don't think it's going to make or break us over here, one way or the other. But it's not, I don't think, you know, okay? So here we have a problem, correct? We have the same problem also in the Rama's discussion after the Minyan HaKotzer. Okay? As I'm telling you, you know, it's, I don't know if we're going to finish the whole thing. You know, if you want, we just stop here and just leave you with the Kashas to move on next week. You know, I'll just get until the end of the time, but I just think, you know, from a Lambda's point of view, it's just very nice just to put the questions down in the proper way. Now, let's now open up over here. Again, let's read. In the Mamma Minyan HaKotzer, okay? Elohim Sheish Meos Hasholosh Esri Mitzvos Shenemu L'moshe Misinai Heinu Koloseim Potiseim D'tukei. Okay, correct. He just mentioned 613 mitzvahs. V'yesh mitzvah cheres sheneschat shu'ach ha'mat n'teira v'kovu oison nevim nevim chachomim nevim v'chachomim u'poshtu b'chol yisrael k'gon mikro megillah V'nei Chanukah, V'sa'anis, Tisha B'Av, V'yodayim, V'eiluvim. So, you know, the question looking at this, and he quotes Yadayim and Eruvin together, and then he says later, "Avolim Yisifu Bezdin of Novi Shia Biyos Hazman Mitzah Derech Takono Derech Hayro or Derech Gizeir Einzu Teisef V'Shari Lomu V'Shakodesh Bochol Sivu Lasos Eruv Olikus Megillah V'Nasa V'Lomu Kein Oy Musim Alatera Kachom V'Chule." So I would have said, and maybe I'm wrong, if he quotes Yadayim and Erevin together in the same breath, it sounds almost like Shalom HaMelech. But, you know, that's like, what?
Yitzchak's Dovah was before, after the Tzahir and left Yerushalayim.
Yitzchak's
Dovah? It's around the same time.
I can't tell you. Go back and let me know. Open up that Sugin Shabbos Yadal. Which one is it? But it really, okay, go look it over and get back to me, okay? But it's not Negei over here. I would have assumed you're quoting Yadayim and Eruvin together that he's referring to Shlomo, and he's ready to put it over here also, but it's only the Takonim. In other words, here he's going again and saying not like the Bahag. Correct? It's the same thing. Yeah. Now, next. Okay. The question is, now, since we're talking about Tekhon Shlomo, and the Rambam, it doesn't mention the Tilos Yadayim by Tekhon Shlomo, and Bechlau, the whole Indian of Netilu is not Moil by Yadayim L'Kodesh. And this is a Mishneh Chagiga. This is a Mishneh Chagiga. You chesel the base. Not lo yadayim lechulin ulo maisa ulo tchuma ulo kodesh matbila. Lechayit, it says that yadayim about to stay in the Mishneh. You know, it's up against the Mishneh because the Mishneh says that there's no nitzilus yadayim in kodesh. So, what's the Ram talking about of Shlomo being mitachin Yadayim kilu it's a mitzvah? So the confusion of Mayim Mishenim and Takana Shlomo and back and forth and what's going on, we have no clue what's going on over here. And then he quotes at the end, even worse, he quotes the Rai for the whole thing. Is the Mishnah Yadayim, which is too much Yadayim? It's almost like, you know, taking a pot of halachas and mix them up, and, you know, and say, oh, boy, so here it is. Correct? Next. Okay? Can you continue? So far, every step is okay? Okay. V'nir Eloima. Okay. V'nir Eloima. Okay? The moment Avin says, Achafav Modeis, Omav Yehuda Mashmuel, B'shor Shetikin Shlomo, Avin, Unatila Sidai, that's the gist we have in the Gemara, first of all. Okay? This gist in the Gemara, it's, you know, the truth is, what the gist in the Gemara seems to be, the Machlokes Shnuya, L'chol HaPochis, in the Kisviyad that we have, okay? Because I checked out four Kisviyad, two went one way, two went the other way. In Ksav Yad Minchin 95, in Ksav Yad Vatican 109, it said the Tilos Yadayim, and in Ksav Yad Vatican 127, and in Ksav Yad Oxford, it said you're dying. But say that. So, Seder. From Rashi, seems to be very clear in the Gemara, the Gisa was Yadayim, and the Ram himself says the Gisa is Yadayim, because the Ram quotes the Gemara as Yadayim, correct? However, even though Rashi in Eruvim quotes Yadayim, okay, Rashi interprets it as Yitiltilus Yadayim there. Rashi, there, Divamasal V'Yadayim, he says, Netilus Yadayim, Siog L'Tahareis. Okay? Rabbi Nachmano doesn't learn like that, and just says that there was too much Yadayim, it doesn't go any further. Okay? So you have the option, according to Rashi, in Eruvin, of talking about Netilas Yadayim for Kodesh and Takanas Shloima, even though the Mishnah says Yud Ches, there is no Netilas Yadayim in Kodesh. Okay? That is the beginning. Without that, you know, you can't, you know. That's the beginning. The question is, what does this mean? So it comes out, then Lechoy points to Rashi, to the Gzeira Shlom of Yadayim, was not only a siog, it was, the reason was, it was a siog, it was a Gzeira, it was a mitzvah, derech Gzeira, as the Ram has to say, correct? Siog for Gzeira. The question is, can the Ram do such a thing or not? Okay? And the question is how it works. So, here I do it again. And what can I say? And I'm not sure how much longer I, you know, whatever. It's clear to me that the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs and in Daf Gedolah to Mishneh Torah is Cholok b'esem yisay dinoi in terms of what the mitzvah of Yadayim is, and the Tilas Yadayim is, the way he approaches it in Mishneh Torah. And that is revolutionary, because you know, but now I'm going to explain to you how the Ram learns the Mochagi and how everything comes out and what's going on. That's what I have to do. But L'cheira, all I'm just trying to tell you is even if I walk out over here, once you have the Rashi, okay, you could do such a thing, and the Ram clearly is learning that this is what's happened, and this is what's going on. And it comes out that Netilas Yadayim L'chulim is not a separate takana, okay, it's an extension of the mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim L'Shlom HaMelech. And we can, with all the same dinim, okay, so Mela, we can quote the same thing together. Which is, intuitively, the exact opposite of what the Ram should have said, and exactly what the Raivan might have said. Okay? Next step. The next step really is, and this I think is the simplest part, all I really have to do, then the Rambam can quote that the end, that the tumah is b'divrei seferim, okay? Because once you do this, the tumah and the netila is all one thing, it was a gzeira derech mitzvah. So once, even if the tumah is yadayim over there is referring to Yud Ches Dova, or whatever it's referring to, it's all the same thing. Because what the Yud Ches Dova did was to extend Takana Shlomo. And that's really what the Ram is saying in Mishneh Torah also. But extend Takana Shlomo only in Tumah. But according to the Ram, the whole thing was the same. So the whole thing is okay. The problem that we have now which I'm going to leave you with, okay, the problem we have now is only how does the Rambam deal with the Mishnah in Chagiga, and how does it fit into the Lashon of the Rambam Mishnah Torah, or it doesn't have to fit in the Lashon of Rambam Mishnah Torah, okay? But how does the Rambam deal with the Mishnah in Chagiga? And but the same question is how Rashi deals with Mishnah Chagiga, which I can explain to you, okay? And if you want, I can say Bekitza, what's going on, okay? Okay. There are two options, okay? And I can explain to you next if you want. There's one option to say that Shlomo originally was Gezi Yadayim and Netilas Yadayim also, and later on, but the Dinim said we should be Machman Tarais. Right? And there's another option that Stam Yadayim are different, that Shlomo Melech was Gezer Tefillah only Yadayim Shnitmois, not in Stam Yadayim. And I can explain to you both, now it works in Gemolas, now the Achrim, Mushayim, whatever you want, I can go through and explain that to you. But that really is irrelevant to us, okay? Because interpreting the Rambam, that's the important point, okay? You know, I want to tell you, maybe we'll talk a little bit, you say this, and where the Rambam quotes, and why he quotes different things, you know. Why he quotes the different things, what would he quote in Hilchos Mikvos, and what would he quote in Hilchos Mazatumas, maybe, okay, whatever. So, that is, for our purposes, that's enough, I think, okay?